This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Ah, the joys of owning your own business. Half of your advertising works, half of it doesn't. You just don't know which half. Want to find out? iContact Email Marketing helps small businesses measure and manage the performance of their advertising budgets. Send your customers offers and then use the iContact dashboard to see which ones get results. Find out what works and keep doing it. And then make it work even better. iContact has plans for every shape and size business, starting as low as $9 a month. Visit iContact.com and enter the promo code SECRET to get up to 2 months free when you sign up for a full account. That's the letter I, iContact.com. Trusted email marketing made simple. iContact.com. Promo code SECRET.
It's 11 o'clock.
It's time to play that real kick-ass open.
It's time for the Doug and Daddy Show with sports director Doug Duda.
Doug Duda with a sports update on ESPN.
Pick and roll, and Olmstead is wide open from Romy. And he's got him locked up, and he gets the pin. Michael Klingensmith gets past, knocked away, Maritska. Jesse goes in for the layup, and it's up and in. And Ravenna's going to win state.
And Big Daddy Tony Davis.
It is now a new trophy. We have a new champion. A new champion of crowd.
Be big. I'll be big anyway. I don't know how much of a help I'll be.
This is so Apollo Creed and Rocky in the middle of the ring.
And now it's time for the best sports show in central Nebraska.
I wouldn't go that far, Mayor.
It's the Doug and Daddy Show.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. A Monday, the second Monday in August, and everybody is at it in this nice little heat that we've got going on here in the state. Doug Duda along with Big Daddy Tony Davis, our producer-engineer Merritt Lawson. Glad you're along with us on the World Wide Web, ESPNSuperstation.com, ESPNSuperstation.com to our friends on 1550 AM. Glad to have you along as well today. Coming up on the program today, we will hear from Texas offensive tackle Kyle Hicks as we continue our Big 12 football preview and our media days in Dallas, and now the Huskers are on the field. Plus, Kearney football coach Brandon Cool will be joining us coming up as football practice starts today, and so does all fall sports practices for high schools. They, whether it's on the field or conditioning, whatever each school is choosing to do, they can officially start to do that today. And just glad to see that everybody's made it through another weekend.
Hopefully those football practices, a lot of them getting taken care of this morning, and so they're avoiding some of that afternoon heat. I know a lot of two-a-days and conditioning going on already, but it's one of those things that you get them done and get them out of there. I hated the wet butt. There's nothing worse than football practice with a wet butt when you lay it on the dewy grass. But, hey, it's better than going in the afternoon. So get them taken care of in the morning.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, they'll have 2 two-hour practices between 7 and 11.
Or late at night, one of the two. You're not going 2 in the afternoon.
Well, you don't know that.
If you are, you're a moron.
I was trying to follow you again, you know, a minute into a Monday program where you were going with all that. So I was going, huh. Anyway, you caught some big fish over the weekend, I noticed. Wait a minute. Or did somebody put them in the boat and then you just took a picture with them? How'd that work?
No, actually did catch some big fish. There's big fish to be caught. You know, they come up with all these creel studies to start the year off right, and that's when they go out and net the fish along the dam. Well, McConaughey has got more 25-inch walleye and bigger walleye, really, than they do smaller walleye, which is crazy. So had an opportunity to go to Lake McConaughey. Wasn't fast and furious, but did catch some big fish, including three of them over 27 inches. So
now, you being the fisher of men, where are we at in the fishing season? Is it just too hot to fish? Is it starting to slow down? Is it just changed seasons? We're trying to catch something different. Where are we at?
Well, you know, you would think that, though, you know, obviously you're doing different things. But, yeah, most of this stuff's early in the morning, late at, or in the evening / night fishing right now. It's just too damn hot to be out there. You can't sit in a boat in the afternoon.
I'm talking about the fish. I'm not talking about the pussies trying to catch the fish. I'm trying to talk about the fish.
They go deeper. They go different spots. They're not on the flats where you would fish with a worm.
So
and
the
a,
fish also yes. like to have a little cooler, so they come up and see you.
Yes, they move.
But they get, you know, the bait you're putting in now more of a grilled, breaded, fried type of bait than raw that you'd have when it's cooler.
You're getting away from the live baits, going more to the artificial baits now, I would say.
888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. You can email us anytime to the Dent Popper inbox. Love to hear from you. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Dallas Cowboys already got a win.
Yeah, got a win. You know, starters, you don't expect them to play too long. I think they made it, what, two and a half series on most of them, but got them out of there. Just getting a few reps. Got a CTO in the other team's uniform. Caught a couple passes. Defense scored the touchdown. I thought, for the portion of the game I saw, I thought Stephen McGee looked pretty fair to me. You know, it's not every quarterback that's a backup gets in there and then is throwing those laser out passes. He had a lot stronger arm than I ever thought Stephen McGee did at Texas A&M.
Now, are you the – what would be the word here? Are you the person that will watch preseason football and actually think it means something? Or do you just kind of get the recap of what happened for a fantasy aspect? Or do you, like, really get into it because it's just football and it doesn't matter?
No, I would say that I try and see if you're one of those people trying to make the cuts that I'm interested in. If you're a Nebraska player that happens to get in the game, I like to single those guys out and watch them a little bit. Other than that, people that are trying to make the team, like Stephen McGee, is he for sure going to make the team? If he's 100%, you got Tony Romo, you got John Kitna, you know there's going to be somebody else they bring in there to compete for that backup role. Will he be there or not? I like seeing him do some good things. Of course, Cowboys seem to be higher on him than anybody, a fourth-round selection. I believe they flashed up last night, 101st selection overall, 103rd selection overall, something like that. I like those people that are right on that borderline of making it. You know, will they have a chance to go on and be a quarterback somewhere else, get in the starting lineup and do some things? That's who I am. As far as, you know, no, I don't get and watch the third and fourth quarters of the Patriots and the Jets because that interests me. No, I'm still waiting for the real football to begin.
When does real football begin for you? Is it the last the third preseason game, which everybody says is the one that they play all the players, or is it no preseason and it's just that first Thursday night Vikings Saints? That's all. That's it.
You know what? It's a concert in the afternoon about 1 o'clock that day, when the Black Eyed Peas take the stage. When U2 shows up. Someone like that, and the NFL goes on their 38 hours of coverage before it. When I get into that coverage, that's when it starts for me. The college season, of course, starts about 10 days before that with a few games sprinkled in. I have trouble getting into those games because I'm still trying to wrap up summer and still trying to go to the lake that Labor Day and still trying to do that stuff. So it starts about the second full week in September for me.
And I'm also I like it because it's after Labor Day. It starts after Labor Day. Sometimes it starts at September 2nd or 3rd. It's going to be a lot later start this year for the first football game that's going to kick off on September 9th and that first Sunday, September 12th. By the way, Maurice Purify, you were talking about Huskers. I know he was in the ball game last night. No catches. They did throw to him three times, according to the official stat sheet.
You know, it's just, you look at the log jam at receivers there, and so many people capable, it looks like. Hey, when Maurice Purify left Nebraska, nobody in all of a sudden Nebraska that got a chance to meet the guy, got a chance to be around him, thought that he was a capable wide receiver in the NFL than Doug and I. I really thought both of us, Doug, very high on him and thought there's no way they're going to be able to keep this guy off the field. He's just that big, that strong, that talented. Well, he's made the practice squad. Yes, he's gotten into some games, special teams-wise, doing some good things. He's going to have to really step up on special teams because there's other people that have been drafted higher than him that they probably got more invested in to keep him around.
We'll get into some Husker talk. Brandon Kuhl from Kearney High, Kyle Hicks from Texas. We'll hear from him. One of our Texas interviews that we had at Big 12 Media Days. That's all coming up a little bit later on in the show. Run over some quick stories in, from the weekend. See what caught your ear or eye, Daddy. And then a question for you. Alex Gordon homered again yesterday. He got into a slump. He was 0 of 11 there for a little while, then hit the ball the last couple series. Yesterday was just a pinch hit appearance, but hit a solo home run in the ninth after the Royals gave another one away in the eighth. So instead of it being 2-2 on the home run, it was 3-2 for the Royals. Now they move out of Seattle, continue that nine-game West Coast road swing at the Angels tonight, and you'll hear it right here. Also a near no-hitter yesterday, just a seeing-eye single with two outs in the ninth. There can't be anything worse than losing the no-hitter after 8 2/3 innings. Striking out 17 batters yesterday for Brandon Morrow. Derek Jeter now has more hits than Babe Ruth for a New York Yankee. So that was going on. Not a good weekend, not a great weekend for the Little Leaguers from Kearney, for the Legion teams from Kearney and Hastings. Hastings is out. The Hastings runs it. Kearney runs it out. They won a game 1-2. Hastings went 0-2. The Little Leaguers from Kearney are 0-2. Still got a chance, and I'll break that down in just a sec. They play the South Dakota, North Dakota. They combine those. They're champion. They play them today at 5, and they are 1-1, and Missouri takes on Nebraska on Tuesday. They're 1-1. Nebraska lost to Minnesota 5-1. The Dakota team lost to them 12-1. And so I would think maybe Nebraska has played their two toughest teams in pool play. I think at this point it would just be great to see them somehow win a game. And then if they could win both of these so that they could be on TV, I don't think they have any chance of advancing on if they make the semifinals, because you don't see teams get beat and get beat big time,
right,
and then ever come back. I mean, there's teams that are just too darn good. And that's nothing against the Kearney team. It's just that it would be great to see them on ESPN or the Deuce in one of those semifinal games. Okay, all of that's out there, and then Tiger Woods shoots 18 over. What caught your eye, ear for the weekend?
Well, you bring up Tiger Woods, and I find it fascinating, Doug, that he can still be ranked number one. This isn't the number one ranked golfer in the world. He would freely admit that. Everyone else that watches it has anything to do with golf would freely admit that. Now, on the merits of what he's been able to accomplish the last 5 years, well, you know, I just can't see a team. Alabama starts the season at number one, and they lose their first game 47-3. They lose their next game 63-10, and they lose their next game 58-6, and you're still number one? No.
But that's different. That's different. You vote every week. The way to do it is different.
I understand the way to do it is different, but
take it for this best program. Would USC still be number one? I'll bet they would. You compile everything that's happened over the last 2 to 5, or however you want to do it.
I also find it interesting. Phil goes out and blows up to 78. Shoots 41, I think, on the front, and he's going to finish fourth or higher. There's so much goes into that, but I think so much is made about Tiger falling from number one. Well, didn't he fall from number one when the story broke and he really hasn't been the same Tiger we're used to seeing? I don't know why that's such a big story. The one thing that caught my eye about Derek Jeter breaking that record, wasn't Babe Ruth 39th, is that correct, of all-time hits for the Yankees?
Played a lot of time in Boston. A lot of time in Boston.
You know, just like for the aura that surrounds Babe Ruth, you're thinking, boy, he's going to be really high up on that list. 39th? That caught my eye. The way that the no-hitter was broke up, you know, it's one of those seeing eye, the second baseman dies and can't get it stopped, infield hit. That stinks. The Rays seem to be a part of all these no-hitters, whether it's for them or against them. They're on all sides of these no-hitters, so take some note of their. Take a note if you want to watch a baseball game. Check out a Rays game. You might just see a no-hitter from either side.
Daddy, the PGA Championship is this weekend. I'm going to VegasInsider.com to check out their odds right now. We could pick 4 or 5 different ones that we look at, but they only have about 30 guys, 35 guys maybe, and then everybody else is in the field. So right now the field is 2-1. Tiger Woods is 4-1 to win the PGA Championship. Phil Mickelson is 8-1 to win the PGA Championship.
Chicago Cubs are what, still 6-1 to win the World Series this year?
Well, Anthony Kim's on the board. He's like at 40-1, and he finished at 15-over. Who is the biggest heel? Who's got to feel like the biggest dork in all of sports right now?
It's got to be Tiger.
No. No, it's got to be Henrik Stenson. He's the only guy Tiger beat! Henrik Stenson threw down a smooth plus 20.
What's Henrik on
the
list?
There was a ton.
Is Henrik on the list?
There was a ton. Yeah, Henrik's on the list. He's 50-1, just like Hunter Mahan. Hunter just won. You kidding me?
Yikes!
Let's take a break on the Doug and Daddy Show. We'll talk with Kearney football coach Brandon Cool next.
Attention, all males over 30. Do you get fatigued and find you're still gaining weight every year? Charger can reduce the fat around your core and increase your energy. So, if you're a guy over 30 and you want to lean up, lose the gut, and get more stamina than you've had in years, take charge with Charger. Find Complete Nutrition just north of Sun Mart on 2nd Avenue or call 338-1-FIT. That's 338-1348.
Complete Nutrition.
It's backed by popular demand at Bruce Furniture in Hastings and Holdridge. The buy one, get one free sale on Lane recliners. Purchase a world-famous Lane recliner at its regular price and get a second one of equal value absolutely free. If you don't need two recliners, bring a friend and share the savings. Choose from nearly 100 recliners in wall, saber, and rocker recliner styles and colors to fit everyone's room. Easy credit terms plus great savings on comfort. But hurry, the buy one, get one free sale on Lane recliners ends soon. Bruce Furniture, downtown Holdridge, and south of the Landmark Center on Marion Road, Hastings.
It might have started as a little pebble hitting the windshield, and then you see it. A crack spreading right across your vision line. Well, B&B Glass Incorporated will fill your crack.
Wouldn't that be in poor taste?
You got a busted window? B&B will replace it. A chip? B&B will repair it. But that's not all. With B&B's Anytime Emergency Glass Service, anytime circumstances present you with a pain in the glass, call B&B Glass for tint, replacement, or repair.
B&B Glass, located at 922 Central in Kearney.
The courtyard at Cunningham's is now open, and there's a lot of reasons to come out, like enjoying great food off the grill. Their bacon-wrapped shrimp, amazing. Or how about their outstanding prime rib? Also in the courtyard, there's live music Tuesday through Saturday with local and regional acts. Happy hour from 3 to 6, and don't forget Cunningham's also has the coldest beer in town. The courtyard, the perfect place to get away from it all. It's like being on vacation at a place you love to go time and time again. The courtyard at Cunningham's Journal, downtown Carmel.
We know you're chomping at the mouthpiece waiting for your favorite college and pro teams to strap on the shoulder gear and do some pad popping. We have a remedy for your football withdrawal.
Let's play some football!
It's a steady dose of summer camps from high school to college to the pros.
We are here to win.
On Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, 1460 and 1550 AM.
A heat advisory is in effect for the area today, as we'll see a mix of clouds and sun develop, along with a chance for scattered showers and storms with highs in the mid-90s. Winds turn to the east at 5 to 15, back to 73 for a low tonight. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now, 79.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Three Huskers are on the radar for a pair of postseason national trophies as the Maxwell Club has named junior defensive tackle Jared Crick and senior corner Prince Amakamura to the watch list for the Chuck Bednarik Award. And running back Roy Helu claimed a spot on the Maxwell Award list, which of course goes to the top running back in the country. So all those preliminary lists are coming out, and we'll see how that all pans out. But it's new day, Daddy. Everybody's getting going. The Huskers are going. The Lopers are going. Hastings College goes next week. But all the high school teams got a chance to get things going first thing this morning. And as we usually do with our football preview, we get into Kearney, Hastings, and Grand Island to start things off this first week. And today, the Kearney Bearcats are trying to get ready to get things back into the playoffs. They missed them last year by a game, and they're going to try and get that turned around with some new kids up front. And Brandon Cool, the head football coach of the Bearcats, joins us this morning on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coach, good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys today?
Well, we're great. Practice one's in the books already, huh?
You bet. We got to sweat up bright and early this morning. And, in fact, really, Mother Nature was pretty good to us. We had cloud cover almost the entire morning. So we'll see if we can't get that cloud cover back for our afternoon practice.
Brandon, things have changed since you and I and Doug have been in high school. You used to have these practices really to get the kids in shape. The kids come in shape now. How much is different from 15 years ago to now?
There's a huge difference. Obviously, we try to make that a little bit of a priority throughout the summer to get your tail in the weight room and find some time to improve your strength and conditioning. And then we do a couple days a week where we do some speed and agility stuff. Kids are so active with a lot of different activities. I know a ton of our guys, the tassel again this summer, that's obviously different conditioning, but for the most part, kids are just a little bit more prepared coming into the first day of practice than it was 15 years ago.
Brandon Cool's with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Everybody circles this date to be ready to go, but yet classes haven't started. It's 100 degrees out in the afternoon. You've got, I think you told us, three kids that were playing baseball in Missouri Saturday night. But coaches don't really want to ease into things. They want to get the kids going right away. How do you handle all of those, exterior or fringe things when it comes to the first week of practice?
Oh, we got to deal with those with in stride. There's opportunities where we got a lot of teachers' meetings starting tomorrow and Wednesday and Thursday, so we got to jockey our players around those meetings. And then we got the baseball guys got in late on Saturday night or early afternoon on Sunday, and they don't have much of a break to get right back into the next sport. But that's what we want to try to create at Kearney High School. I think the biggest thing is we've been through that fire before where we have an opportunity to get into the football playoffs, and then those guys are late to getting started in basketball. We've had our basketball team make the state tournament, and it's difficult to get those guys out for a spring sport and vice versa. And so we want to kind of build that culture where we're hopefully in the postseason. Congratulations to the baseball team for making it clear to the regionals. That's an outstanding year for them. But we'll get those guys rested up and see if we can't get them ready to go here for the rest of the week.
Brandon, anybody that has visited and talked about Kearney High football, the big question mark seems to be both in the offensive and defensive lines. Did you find any big boys this morning?
We do have a handful of big boys here, and it's just one of those things where we were really senior dominant up front last year. We were too deep with the senior class, and so it's tough for myself to get an opportunity to watch those guys here in the preseason. So we try to group all of our sophomores and juniors and seniors together so all the coaches get an opportunity to eyeball these offense and defensive linemen. But there's no doubt about it. We got some big holes to fill, and there's no doubt about it. We've been in that boat before, and the key is these guys are raring and ready to go to kind of compete for those starting jobs.
And a lot of those were one-year-and-gone type seniors, weren't they, Coach?
Yes, they were. And that's been the case here for about 3 or 4 years in a row. We haven't had a lot of underclassmen play for us, maybe on a rotation basis. And it's a maturity position. Now, obviously, it's a maturity sport, number one. But when you get into the big boys, it's the strength factor, the size factor, and seeing if we can't get those guys well-prepared to compete on a Friday night.
Well, he may be a strong little guy, but he's not the tallest one. And Taylor Fish, we got a chance to see him because of injury last year, lead this football team to a season-opening win against GI and play a couple of games before your preseason starting quarterback was able to get in there. Is he still number one on the depth chart going into fall?
I would say so. Taylor's done a great job of understanding what we're trying to do offensively. He's a great leader and got a great command of our offense. He's one of those high school quarterbacks that you're glad that he's going to have the ball every snap, and we might try to run the ball a little bit more with him this fall. So he did a great job coming in for Brandon last year for the first two games. He came in for the very first game and played well against Grand Island. So we're expecting big things. He's got a year of experience under his belt, and like I said, we're expecting big things out of him here this fall.
Brandon, it would seem to me that if your line is that inexperienced on the offensive side of the ball, it would be try and get to the perimeter and then use your speed on the outsides, which you do have at some skill position. Is that going to be the case?
Yeah, we're going to try to work the perimeter as much as we can, but we've been doing that here the last handful of years also, and so we're going to try to work multi formations like we have been. We have put a couple wrinkles into our option game to kind of help that out a little bit, but we got to be able to control the trenches with our big guys up front. But we got to get our skilled people out in the open field a little bit more than we did a year ago. So we went back to the drawing board and kind of incorporated a couple wrinkles, and we're hopefully those things will work out for us this fall.
A couple of the kids that are coming back, we're talking with Brandon Cool, head football coach at Kearney, are kids that can move the ball down the field for you. You're very high on Tyler Shields, plus Zach Maloli's a kid that has played a lot of football for you. Talk about those two and what they need to do to lead you.
Well, the nice thing about Tyler, we put him in our ex-receiver position, and anytime teams want to go one-on-one with him, we feel like that's a big advantage for us. You got a 6'4", 200-pound kid out there that can jump out of the gym and just a natural athlete, got a natural instinct for the football. If teams want to start double-teaming him on that side, then we feel like I got some capable kids that can come in at the receiver spot, and we can definitely fish, can definitely throw it to those guys in the perimeter. Zach Maloli, not a better kid to kind of base everything around by the standpoint. He's got a lot of game experience. He played a little bit for us as a sophomore, started both ways for us as a junior. One of the hardest working kids that we've had come through here at Kearney High School, and I think Zach's really excited about his senior year. So the key for him is showing his leadership and moving the ball on offense and then being a big threat for us at defensive end.
Brandon, maybe a comment on the schedules it sets up for you with Columbus and Lincoln East to start things off and then on into the district.
Yeah, those are great. We got a really nice schedule to really start with, a kind of an inexperienced group. Columbus is moving back up to Class A, though they have some talent. They feel like they have more talent than they've had in the past. Lincoln East has been a team that has struggled here the last couple of years, and both of those games for us are home games, and I just think that's a big benefit for us to play at home with an inexperienced group against Columbus and Lincoln East. And then our first road game is at Grand Island, so we don't have to travel too far with these young kids, and a great opportunity for us to kind of get set up for our district run.
Yeah, it is kind of a quirky schedule, which will be quirky the other way next year when they flip-flop things here. And, of course, that opening game at home against Columbus on August the 27th as the Bearcats try to get things rolling here in 2010. And I guess just to let you get out of here, with the playoff streak being snapped last year, how much did the kids use that as motivation, or are there other things that you use for motivation?
Well, we've talked about that, but very briefly. We're just concerned about getting ourselves prepared here for our defense and our offense here the first couple weeks, and then we'll spend a good week and a half getting ready for Columbus. But we're going to take it one step at a time. We just felt like a year ago that we were in a very, very difficult district, and we had to win one more game in order to get in the playoffs, and we just didn't get it done. And that was plain and simple. And all those teams that did make it from our district won first-round games. Two of them went on to be in the semifinals. In fact, we beat one of those teams that went to the semifinals. So we put that on the back burner. That was a year ago. That was a different schedule. And I think these guys are excited about starting the 2010 season.
Whoa, just thank goodness this email just came in before we got Brandon off the line here. Just popped up in front of us on the big old Dent Popper inbox. Says, I know you don't look ahead, Coach, but what about that juggernaut game in North Platte on October 8th, signed Bernie?
we love to go out there and play Bernie and his crew. I talked to him at the state baseball tournament here this summer, and he was excited about his crew, but nothing better than playing old Big Dog Bernie. And so we'll look forward to that, but we're a long ways away. Both teams got a lot of work to do before we play each other, but we'll definitely circle that when that time comes.
Brandon, thanks so much. Keep the kids healthy, and we'll talk to you as you get ready for Columbus the week of the game.
Sounds good. Thanks for your coverage, guys.
Take care. Brandon Cool, head football coach of the Kearney Bearcats, who are in a district this year with Lincoln Southwest, Lincoln North Star, Norfolk, Fremont, and North Platte in their district. So they start off with two home games, as Coach said, very important. If they're going to have all this inexperience, let's keep them at home. It does make it a little tougher when they only have three of their final seven games at home. But home against Columbus, home against Lincoln East, and without Brandon having to say it, really kind of a couple of games they need to win, seeing what they have later on if they want to be in the playoffs. No one is calling this Kearney High team a 9-0 or an 8-1 team. They went 4-5 last year. If they can go 5-4, 6-3, that gets them into the playoffs. You would think they have changed the system a little bit this year. But if Kearney can win some of those non-conference games, or non-district games, they'll be in good shape. Again, Bellevue West is picked to finish in the middle of their district. We do kind of have an advanced copy of Huskerland Prep from Bob Jensen, so that's why we can tell you that. He's got Kearney picked in the middle of their district. Southwest and North Star are picked to finish 1-2 in that district. So it'll be interesting to see. Of course, Grand Island, they'll be strong again, although many people believe Grand Island and Kearney, talent-wise, lost a lot of kids. They may take a step back from that standpoint, but that doesn't mean they won't get as many wins as they have had the last year or two.
Yeah, I look at that top tier of this of this Class A District 2, and you see Southwest and North Star. You know, of course, you got Mark King with the Ord ties. You got Mark Waller with the Holdridge ties. So a little bit of Central Nebraska ties right to that district.
Well, coming up later this week, we'll be talking about Hastings High with Coach Rebarger. We'll talk with Adams Central. We'll talk with St. Cecilia and their two legendary coaches as well. We'll be talking Kearney Catholic. We'll be talking with the Grand Island schools. And as we continue to roll through, we'll be talking with other area coaches as well. In fact, we mentioned Huskerland Prep. Bob telling us that he believes the official release date should be August the 16th. Next Monday, so we'll be talking about his preseason top 10, and we'll be talking about some of the teams. And we talked to Bob. There's not a lot of teams in our area that are expected to go to Lincoln this year. I mean, you don't see very many teams from the area, and it's a pretty big area, in the top five after what was such a good season last year, all the way around the board pretty much.
Yeah, you know, hey, hopefully somebody's going to step up and surprise and make a run that goes deep. But just the preseason publications and the talk on the street is Central Nebraska's football teams, as far as being that special group to come through a school system, is down this year.
Yeah, you just got kids, classes have graduated. You got some new coaches out there at some of the teams that have been, or some of the programs that have been very strong. So have to see how it all meshes. We'll take a break on the Doug and Daddy Show. Still to come, we've got more talk on the world of sports, plus our Big 12 preview. Kyle Hicks of Texas, offensive tackle, is going to join us. Stay with us.
Hi, Tom Baudette. You've probably heard the term staycation. Well, that's just wrong. Staying home isn't a vacation, ever. Not even with tiki torches or an inflatable pool. The word vacation means to vacate, and you can save money by vacating to a Motel 6. They have the lowest price of any national chain. So go enjoy a real vacation, like nowhere near your home. I'm Tom Baudette for Motel 6 and Motel6.com, and we'll leave the light on for you.
Live from Progressive.
Flo here. Today we're talking to
newlyweds.
Hi, my husband and I are combining our policies, and my mother-in-law says we can save with Progressive.
Well, with online, homeowners, and multi-car discounts, saving on car insurance is easy.
So you're saying she's right?
I'm saying get used to it.
Get great savings and more at 1-800-PROGRESSIVE and progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Discounts not available in all states. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Swimming around underwater, one thing fish find irresistible is live bait. Problem is, their appetite gets them into trouble. On the other hand, fishermen have no trouble buying any kind of bait at the boathouse, many of which aren't stocked by anyone else, including chicken parts and guts, shad, gizzards, crawdads, shrimp, leeches, minnows, and of course, worms. See the Boathouse, a mile north of Grand Island on 281, for repair and used boat sales, too. Log on to theboathousegi.com.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney. At Farm Bureau Financial Services, our approach to insurance is simple. One policy for your home, cars, motorcycle, all your toys. One premium for simplified bill paying. One deductible for all covered possessions damaged in a single occurrence. All handled by your local Farm Bureau agents, Matt Myers and Rich Peters. See how simple insurance can be. Call Matt Myers and Rich Peters in Kearney today at 234-4922. That's 234-4922. Farm Bureau Members' Choice Policy issued by Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance Company and Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through Equitrust Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
A heat advisory is in effect for the area today as we'll see a mix of clouds and sun develop, along with a chance for scattered showers and storms with highs in the mid-90s. Winds turn to the east at 5 to 15. Back to 73 for a low tonight. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now, 79.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us on this Monday program. 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. And, of course, you can email the Dent Popper inbox at any time, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. A couple of other notes. Jamie Van Kirk of Sutton has signed on. She's going to play Division I basketball at North Dakota State. Isn't that where the gal from Lincoln Southeast went here a couple of years ago?
Merkel?
Don't they have a couple of Division I-ers up there now?
I believe you are correct.
From the state of Nebraska. So some ties.
Katie Merkel.
Yeah, some ties to North Dakota State. Van Kirk was part of a Sutton team that went 16-6 last year, averaged 16.6 rebounds, 4 assists per ball game, and she hit 38% from three-point land. That's probably going to get you a look pretty much anywhere you go.
Good for her. Congratulations on the Division I scholarship.
How about those Kearney Colonels?
They state champs again. They're in the championship game. There's a team of, you get some former Lopers on there. It's young guys. They seem to go all over and play baseball. They still like their baseball in the adult league. Got to host the deal, and then they take it home.
Yeah, 13-8 over Lincoln yesterday, went unbeaten in the tournament. So congratulations to the Kearney Colonels, getting it done with all of their best players on the field. So congratulations to them. Daddy, Scott Gucheski again. What is going on? It's mental. We got to get this guy into a psychiatrist or a hypnotist.
He was in third place heading into Sunday. Falls all the way back. Still did pick up just shy of $12,000 to help his cause, which he looks
tied
like
tied for 11th, $12,000. It just seems amazing in this day where you just make so much money out there. Brant Jobe, who you've seen on the PGA Tour, tied in 11th place with him as well. But yeah, he was in third place at 16 under par and shot even yesterday. The guy that was in the lead, Roberto Castro, was at 19 under. Shot even and lost by one to Jonathan Vegas. Now, there's a name. Shot 7 under 64, won it by one shot yesterday. Also, see, Colt Nost is on here. Jart Vanderwalt, Hunter Haas, Daniel Summerhays, Paul Claxton. Some of these guys that played good in Omaha were also playing good at Wichita. But Gucheski, even par, just not going to get it done. Again, he shoots 64, 65, 68 on a par 71. So if he just matches that 68, he's second. That's 300. I mean, that's just the way it is. But he did so well for three rounds. He always seems to be able to put, when you look at him and when he's playing well and when you see him in that top 15, there's always one day where it's just, and it's usually Sunday.
Well, Stephen Bowditch, our friend that ditched us in the 19th hole the second day, that was the leader after day one, is right up at the top two.
Well, he shot one over yesterday. He was at 18 under. It was Castro, Bowditch,
and Gucheski.
They must have
amped things up for Sunday.
They must have went, yeah, here's a 7-under. Here's an 8-under from Kyle Thompson. So there you go, some of the names that we saw.
Yeah, since you bring up golf again, and just back to Tiger Woods for just a second. Finished second to last, has his worst weekend ever as a professional, and picks up $36,000.
That's so great. Daddy, I have to ask you this. When you think volleyball in the state of Nebraska, you think...
Excellent.
When you think volleyball at the University of Nebraska, you think...
Top, the...
When you think collegiate volleyball in the United States, you think...
When I think national, the volleyball, Omaha, I mean,
all of college volleyball. It's very good.
Yes.
The U.S. women's national volleyball team, and as proud as I am to say that Poland is who beat them, lost to Poland 3-1 yesterday during pool play of the World Grand Prix in Poland. Jordan Larson's playing on the team, All-American from Nebraska, 8 kills, 3 aces, a block. Earlier in the week, over the Dominican Republic, she had 6 kills, had 5 blocks. But Team USA is 1-2 in the World Grand Prix as they head to Bangkok, Thailand, for the second preliminary round. The team will face Italy, Thailand, and Puerto Rico, and will conclude pool play in Hong Kong with matches against Germany, Thailand, and China. Poland? Who gets beat by Poland in volleyball? You should beat Poland. You should beat the Dominican. You should beat Italy. You should beat Puerto Rico. You should beat Thailand. China, obviously, has always been, it seems like, better, and I don't know what to tell you about Germany. Poland?
I'm with you. That, to me, is a shocker. Apparently, they play some summer showcases at their Catholic schools like we do.
Poland?
That's all I can say.
Coach Bo Pelini had a chance to speak and address some questions from the media after practice on Saturday, and pretty much the normal stuff. Hey, how'd the first practice go?
It was fine. It was a typical first day. I thought the effort was good. A lot of mistakes, obviously, in first day, but it was a typical first day, but I thought the effort was good.
Hey, Coach, Zach Lee got that starting quarterback job all wrapped up already?
No, it's just like every other position race. It's a lot ahead of us, a lot of football to be played, and they'll be determined on the field.
Coach, boy, those kids really look fit and ready to go.
Well, you just see our guys. I think they're in great shape. You know, you see a lot of body types changing, even with the young guys, who are only here for 2 months or whatever it was. You know, you just see their bodies taking shape. You see more lean body mass. You see less fat. You see more athleticism. And it's a testament. I mean, I wouldn't trade James Dobson for anybody. I think he does a phenomenal job.
Who, of course, is the strength and conditioning coach. You know, pretty amazing that Coach Pelini could assess all of that after not seeing his kids for 4 months, huh?
Hey, it's just 2 hours.
I think they're a little more comfortable. Meaning, you know, with the system, with the coaches, there's been some continuity, so I think that always helps.
So there you are, some thoughts from Bo Pelini after the first practices of the weekend.
There you go. You know what? Come out and get this acclimation period over with, and then we'll be playing some football.
They got that new. They took the grass out of the practice field. It's now a new turf over there. So
exact replica.
There you go. And you know what? It's getting time for. There's more YouTube Husker videos going up. Not read out around the world, but there's more YouTube videos showing some highlights from last year. So all you gotta do is type in Huskers or Husker highlights or whatever you want. You'll see tunnel walks. You'll see Sue. You'll see all kinds of things. If you're a YouTube knob out there, you can go check that out.
If you're a YouTube knob out there, on the front page of MSN this morning, it's one of those evolution of dances somebody came up with at their wedding reception. It's on the front page. It's 6 minutes and 4 seconds because I had to click on it. And if you want a good chuckle this afternoon, get on the MSN. It's right at one of the first 3 things on the MSN page.
By the way, we've talked about the Huskers. We've talked about the Lopers. The Broncos don't begin for another week, and we'll be catching up with Paul Merkowitz when they get into camp. But the newcomers report Sunday, and then everybody's full go by next Tuesday, the 16th. But they don't play their first game until September the 4th like the Huskers do. So UNK starts a week early. Huskers get more time, Division One, and they break that up a little more. So that's why, and we will talk more with Coach Merck and Hastings College. We will be back with our Mondays with Merck and Morris. So looking forward for another season of that. And, boy, if it went as well as last year, we'll be excited. Both teams making
Absolutely.
The playoffs, UNK winning a playoff game. Hastings probably should have won the playoff game. And we'll see if those teams can make that run again. Big 12 preview, Kyle Hicks, offensive tackle from Texas, joins us next.
Great style starts with great jeans. The biggest back-to-school Levi's sale is on this week at JCPenney with Levi's skinny and 501 buttonfly jeans for just $36.99. Even more styles are just $32.99, like the 514 Slim Straight or 505 buttonfly. Get to JCPenney today or visit jcp.com for all your favorite Levi's styles, washes, and fits. Plus, enter for a chance to win $50,000 in college tuition. Just text tuition to 45481 or go to levistuition.com to enter and for all the official rules. New look, new day, who knew? JCPenney. Some exclusions apply. Offer ends 9/6.
Sir,
yeah.
Your bleacher seats aren't available today.
Oh, here we go.
Mind if we move you to the track owner's skybox?
I can make that work.
There's nothing like an upgrade at the track or behind the wheel.
So upgrade to Castrol Edge Advanced Synthetic Motor Oil with 8 times better wear protection than Mobil 1 5W30 for superior performance.
Want to take your car on the track after the race?
Yeah, I'm good with that.
Live for performance? Upgrade to Castrol Edge. It's more than just oil. It's liquid engineering. Results based on sequence spray wear test.
When you need comfort and guidance the most, it's reassuring to know our family at Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services is at hand. With our experience, compassionate care, and trusted facility, we are available to serve your family in any way possible. If you are in need of a helping hand, contact Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services in Kearney at 237-2259, where our family is dedicated to honoring your family for generations.
Some items are necessities like food and car care. Some for the home, rugs and furniture. Some for outdoor fun. Some for fine jewelry accessorizing. But every one of them can be purchased for exceptional savings when you give Easy Auction a try. Easy Auction is our way to get local merchants and you together on us. If you haven't tried it yet, log on to our website, click on the Easy Auction banner at the top, spend a few minutes, save a whole lot of bucks. Log on to ESPNSuperstation.com and click on Easy Auction.
Pools, in-ground and above-ground. You've come to the right place for swimming pools. I'm Doug at Detterding's with the tip of the summer. This year, save on gas and vacation in your own backyard. Detterding's is swimming pool headquarters, 2nd Avenue in Kearney, south of Whiskey Creek in Grand Island. Best surprise of all, we have pool kits under $3,000, and we can have you swimming in 2 weeks.
Choose better things at Detterding's. It's a quality of life.
A heat advisory is in effect for the area today as we'll see a mix of clouds and sun develop, along with a chance for scattered showers and storms with highs in the mid-90s. Winds turn to the east at 5 to 15, back to 73 for a low tonight. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now, 79.
Doug and Danny's show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, and the World Wide Web at ESPNSuperstation.com, where our Big 12 football preview continues with more interviews secured at Dallas's Big 12 Media Days. Oh, the memories. The memories. I can't believe it's been 2 weeks since we've been to Melisimo's. It's unbelievable. Our Big 12 Media Day coverage and interviews brought to you exclusively on the Doug and Daddy Show by Bruce Furniture, downtown Kearney and Holdridge and South Marion Road in Hastings. You can follow him on Facebook and Twitter. And Bruce Furniture says it's a privilege to help you create the home that loved ones take with them in their dreams. Like a good dream, a home will be just right for you. And that's their promise at Bruce Furniture. Today, we catch up with Texas offensive tackle Kyle Hicks.
Again, Texas seems to be one of the teams to beat, although the media picked Oklahoma to win the South. Texas has a little bit younger quarterback, but they've got a lot of guys, as always, to build right around him.
Well, why not talk to the guy that's going to protect Garrett Gilbert, the left tackle, and Kyle Hicks. Kyle, that seems to be a big job wherever, whatever school you're at, but people focus on you at Texas. Does that bother you?
No, I really don't, think about that a whole lot. The offensive line's a group, and it takes all five of us to keep the quarterback standing up.
When you guys, you see so many teams that have some reason for motivation. Obviously, getting an injury in the championship game hurt your ball club last year. Is that motivation, or is there other motivation to keep Texas on top of the Big 12 and the national scene?
Well, the motivation to be on top is because we're competitors and we want to win every game. That's the main motivation, I think. People have. If you play this sport, you got to be a competitor, and really that's all the motivation we have, is we want to win every game.
You got a young quarterback. What do you feel the strength of this offense is as you head to fall camp?
The strength of it is that I think we're an experienced offense. Obviously we replaced some players from last year, but I think we're still strong in most of the areas, and we just made a lot of improvements this offseason, and heading into this camp, we're really excited to see what we can do.
Coach Brown commented a little bit earlier this morning on trying to get the running game a little bit stronger. You've got some good running backs back there. Tell us and tell the fans a little bit about the guys you got in the backfield that are going to carry the ball this year.
We got Trey, Fozzie, Von Drell, Cody Johnson, and there's a bunch of new guys. They're all doing really well, working hard, and I think we'll be be very successful this year with what we're trying to do. And they're all very talented, and look forward to see what they can do this year.
Does that mean in your blocking scheme and things that you guys are already working on doing some different techniques or some different styles, or is it still the same without kind of changing from Colt to maybe more of a run offense this
year?
Yeah,
we're not changing anything. You know, we're still going to pass the ball. You know, we're just trying to put a little more emphasis on the run. And not a whole lot's changing, really. Maybe more under center.
Losing a ball game like you guys lost that national title game, did that put a little fuel on the fire, so to speak, and get you guys fired up? Or at Texas, you're always fired up.
Yeah, I mean, you have to be every week if you want to win. You can't go out there and play flat, you know, and expect to win all the games we want to win. So, I mean, motivation is just going out each week and playing. I mean, obviously, we would like that game to go on differently, but, I mean, you know, it happened, and we moved on. That was last season. We're looking forward to this season.
Senior lineman Kyle Hicks of Texas joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Take us through that experience. Very few players get a chance to play for a national championship. What was that whole, now it's like a month and a half since we played so late in January. What was it like outside of the actual game?
It was a great experience, you know, just to get out there for the week and, you know, get to be a part of the national championship. You know, like I said, not a lot of people get to do that. And, you know, it was an experience I'll have with me my entire life. And, you know, it was really great. I mean, like I said, I wish the game would have gone differently, but, you know, it was still the experience to go out there and play in the national championship game was, you know, one of a kind.
All right, Kyle, from the outside, it looks like the girls are kind of pretty in Texas. I mean, that's just my perspective. Do they like the linemen at Texas?
Yeah, I'm sure they do. I got a girlfriend, so.
Oh, yeah. Just one.
Just one.
Kyle, we have to, being a Nebraska radio station, it's weird that Nebraska has promoted this red out and beat Texas and all that kind of thing. I'm guessing there's 12 teams on your schedule that have the same game circled from Oklahoma to UCLA to A&M to Texas Tech. The target's on your back every single week. Do you guys feel that? Is that a pride thing at Texas? Do you even know anything about Nebraska making a big deal out of this?
Well, I mean, I heard about the video, but, I mean, really the only thing is, I mean, we just take it one game at a time. Our main focus right now is Rice, you know, and then, you know, each week after that will be Wyoming, then Tech, then UCLA, then, I mean, on down the line. Each week's the biggest game for us. Like, yeah, if we get where we want to go, we have to win every week.
I like that. You know, they go week to week, but they know who's beyond this. They certainly know who's on that schedule.
Oh, outstanding. Yeah,
I mean, you got to know who you're going to play.
Yeah, Coach Brown was talking about some of the new kids coming in. There's going to be a few new kids outside of the quarterback coming in. Who's some faces you've seen that during spring ball, during summer workouts, that are going to make an impact that maybe guys didn't hear of last year?
Oh, I mean, everybody's worked really hard this summer, and a lot of the new guys are going to have a chance to come in and play, you know. Names-wise, I couldn't really tell you because that's up to the coaches, but, I mean, I'd say a lot of the new guys are really impressing all the older guys and really excited about what some of them can do.
Kyle, when did you know in your high school career that you were going to the University of Texas?
The junior day. They offered me a scholarship. I committed on the spot.
That's kind of a big deal at Texas, too. You make it into junior day, you get offered. There's not a whole lot of thinking, is there? I mean, Texas had to be the dream the whole time?
Yeah, I mean, I thought from Fort Worth, so, you know, TCU is in there, too. And but really, I mean, I love Texas.
Nebraska, no.
I wasn't really wanting to leave too far from home. So.
I'm guessing at that time there wasn't a lot of guys that were looking to go to Nebraska 4 or 5 years ago. But, hey, Kyle, we appreciate you giving us some time here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Have a great day here, and best of luck to the Longhorns this season. We'll see you on the 16th of October.
All right.
That is offensive tackle Kyle Hicks for the University of Texas in our Big 12 football preview brought to you by Bruce Furniture. Whether you doze in a lazy boy or a lane recliner while watching the pennant races or the PGA or the upcoming NFL and collegiate football season, or maybe you just want to settle in for a full night's rest on the Bruce Furniture Sleep Center, you can go in, check out everything they've got there. Rest and relaxation, a little R&R. Begins by seeing Doug and Michael Bruce and their trained staff at Bruce Furniture, Kearney, Holdridge, and Hastings. Tomorrow on the show, we're going to catch up with Kansas State's safety Tyson Hartman to talk about a team that down there at Manhattan believes that they can really make a run here and make some noise this year. They were in contention last year coming into Lincoln to still win the Big 12 North, and Nebraska's win took them out of that, but no one would have ever suspected that in year one under Coach Snyder's return.
No, I think there's optimism. You know, it's weird about Big 12 media days. About 3 years ago is when one of the Baylor Bears said that they would win the national title. So all these teams really feel good now. Now, those people, once they get an injury or two and the depth becomes a factor, that's when it'll come into play. But until that happens, hey, everybody can be excited as they want to be this time of year.
Folks, we know that there's a few of you out there that have turned the dial and normally listen to us on 1460 that are with us on 1550 or the web at ESPNSuperstation.com. We appreciate that. We are down for a little while, and no one can tell us whether that's going to be hours or days, but we are working on some transmitters and getting some major reconstruction, I guess you could say, of the area. They're working on the heart of 1460. So stay with us on 1550 and ESPNSuperstation.com for 24/7 ESPN Radio and the Doug and Daddy Show. And we want to thank the head coach at Kearney High, Brandon Cool, for joining us today. Kyle Hicks from Texas. We'll have more Hastings schools joining us in the upcoming days to preview their high school football season.
Hey, we look forward to seeing you tomorrow. Doug and Daddy Show, 1460 in Kearney, 1550 in Hastings.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game. Hey.